Yo, 皆さん、マンガスディポッドキャストへようこそ。Hey everybody, it's Manga Sensei here, coughing up a lung real quick as I bring you the world's best podcast on Japanese language. Today we're talking about something kind of interesting, at least interesting in regards to this podcast. Often people ask me, where do I start if I want to learn Japanese? And of course I recommend to them our 30-day challenge, which is available for free on our website at manga-sensei.com/30days, down below in the show notes, as always. But after they complete it, they don't know really where to go when it comes to this podcast. What I recommend doing is how to learn Japanese through this podcast is, one, start by learning the 30-day challenge. If you want to learn Japanese or if you want to get a very, very base foundation, go check out episode 1 and listen through episode 30, or 31 actually, because that kind of breaks down what you just accomplished and shows you a little bit about it. And I think that's also a good way to kind of understand what your level is at that point. Now, if you pass that 30-day challenge, or if you can kind of get through the most beginner-level Japanese, you can listen to my show in any order whatsoever. That's right. You can listen to episode 30, and then you can skip to episode 320. So there's really no specific order that my podcast has to be listened to. I wanted to make sure it was something that you could learn something every single day after you have that foundation in Japanese accomplished. So you can listen to the podcast that I literally just recorded yesterday. Check it out. Pay attention to it. Learn something new about Japanese, and then move on. I don't want it to be something that's overtly complicated or something that's going to be too difficult for somebody, but I also didn't want to make something that was all advanced. I love teaching Japanese advanced grammar majoritively. I like it the most because it's very technical and very specific, or it's very, very polite, or it's very, very slang, and I like that kind of stuff. That stuff to me is really, really fun, so I wanted to, you know, teach that, but I also wanted to make sure I could teach something to people at a really, really simple, basic level, and that's why the 30-day challenge is so useful. It's also nice because if you want to learn Japanese and you really don't know where to start, it's a nice beginning point. Right now, we're working on a project to give people a guidebook that they can purchase to get extra help passing the 30-day challenge, and it's all around giving people a base free content, but also allowing them to support us by giving them a little bit more. But we are providing everything still free on our website. Make sure to check it out. Also, we do have our comic book up as well, which is really, really exciting. But once you complete the 30-day challenge, or you are more than a beginner level in Japanese, any day on this podcast is something that you can learn something. And I'm going to explain it very simply every single day. So you can just kind of really kind of go whatever. And the reason I do this is fairly easy. See, when you go to Japan, as long as you have a base foundation, there is technically no grammar point that you should learn in whatever order. You shouldn't learn, as long as you understand the Japanese grammatical patterns, you can learn whatever word you need to in whatever order you need to. And that's important, I think, for people learning Japanese to understand there's no specific order after a certain point when learning this language. So that's something that I really wanted to point out at first. The next thing that I think is really, really useful for people is after that, you should probably start going over kanji a little bit. There's a lot of different resources that people use to learn Japanese kanji, and we're trying to build one of those later down the line. We've been working on a little bit of other projects, getting our comic fully launched, and we're building something else that I can't quite talk about quite yet. But go over whether it's wani kani, whether it's heisig, whether it's using Tangorin, whether it's using Memorize, whether it's using Duolingo, whether it's using, there's a ton of different resources for this. That's why I'm kind of hesitant to get in that space for learning kanji. There's a lot of different great and wonderful resources for learning Japanese, and I think it just really depends on what you want to do. So go ahead and check that out. Learn Japanese in this way, for me, is how I kind of learned it. I went through a very intensive program for about 12 weeks, and then I was kind of chucked out into the world and was like, fend for yourself, good luck. And that's kind of how I find teaching to be very effective for myself, because I think it is more complimentary to people and doesn't exactly insult their intelligence. With that, though, I will sign off. Make sure to make some mistakes, and I will see you tomorrow. Until then, Jenny. Gotta punch in, get to work, see me my sense. Chotto mate, kudasai, nampa shita koto nai kedo, anata mecha kawaii. I say facts.